Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I want to thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com for the Holy Mass today. We are able to celebrate this Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. Today the Church honors two saints. One is St. John of Avila. He was a Spanish priest, a mystic, a spiritual author, and also more commonly known for the saint of this day is St. Damian de Veuster, more commonly known as St. Damian of Molokai. He went to Honolulu. He was a religious order priest, and he went to the island of Molokai, where it was a colony for lepers, over 800 of them. He himself came down with leprosy, and he was canonized just in 2009. So we begin our prayer together as we begin all prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
And with your spirit.
As we gather now for the celebration of our Eucharist, but before we dare go any further, we do need to take a moment acknowledging our sinfulness. We examine our conscience. We seek God's forgiveness, God's grace and mercy, as we need this in a moment of quiet reflection. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Father of mercy, who gave us in St. Damian a shining witness of love for the poorest and the most abandoned, grant that by his intercession, as faithful witnesses of the heart of your Son, Jesus, we too may be servants of the most needy and rejected. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Those who had been scattered by the persecution that arose because of Stephen went as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but Jews. There were some Cypriots and Cyrenians among them, however, who came to Antioch and began to speak to the Greeks as well, proclaiming the Lord Jesus. The hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The news about them reached the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to go to Antioch. When he arrived and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced and encouraged them all to remain faithful to the Lord in firmness of heart, for he was a good man, filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. And a large number of people was added to the Lord. Then he went to Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a large number of people. And it was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
All you nations, praise the Lord.
All you nations, praise the Lord.
His foundation upon the holy mountains the Lord loves. The gates of Zion, more than any dwelling of Jacob. Glorious things are said of you, O city of God. All you nations, praise the Lord. I tell of Egypt and Babylon among those who know the Lord, of Philistia, Tyre, Ethiopia, This man was born there. And of Zion they shall say, one and all were born in her. And he who has established her is the Most High Lord. All you nations, praise the Lord. They shall note, when the people are enrolled, this man was born there. And all shall sing in their festive dance, my home is within you. All you nations, praise the Lord. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them and they follow me. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. My friends, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The feast of the dedication was taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter. And Jesus walked about in the temple area on the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, how long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe, because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
A handy little companion for myself before I celebrate Mass is looking at what's called the Ordo. And for our region, it's got included the five dioceses in the state of Wisconsin. And it's usually pretty well put together. It tells me what the readings are for the day. It tells me who the saints are for the day, whether or not we use a Gloria, whether or not we use a creed. And on the left side of the pages, it's all the deceased priests from the five dioceses, their day of death. I also like the fact that what the author of this Ordo does is, in one sentence, he tries to pull together the first reading, the responsorial psalm, and the gospel. That one sentence is not long enough for a homily. But it's still pretty important, and it usually hits it right on the head. It says today, the good news that Jesus is the Messiah, the gospel, is proclaimed beyond Judaism, the psalm, to the Greeks in Antioch, the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. One of the things that's been coming up, particularly the last couple of days since we celebrated the fourth Sunday of Easter, which is Good Shepherd Sunday, is that theme of Jesus being the shepherd, taking care of the sheep, caring for the flock, feed my lambs, tend my lambs, feed my sheep, take care of them. And he's saying that to the apostles, but in turn, in today's gospel, he's almost defending himself. Because what happens is that there are people that criticize Jesus for what it is and what it is he's saying. We're told that the Jews gathered around him and said, you know, how long are you going to keep us in suspense? Aren't you going to tell us that you are the Christ? Please, tell us plainly. And Jesus knew that their minds were closed to what it is he was all about. He was always coming up against opposition. And the Jews particularly question Jesus so very often that I think he just kind of throws up his hands and he says, you know, you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They know me. They follow me. I give them eternal life. They're never going to perish. It's a message that some people really wanted to hear. Others didn't want anything to do with the message at all. I would hope that we are people who are drawn to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. We are the sheep. We are the ones that follow him. We're attracted by His voice, and His voice comes to us through prayer, comes to us through the sacraments. It comes to us through the scriptures that we read day in and day out. So that voice is there leading us and guiding us. And in the very end, Jesus says, this is going to lead to eternal life. I'm going to show you the path to the Father. In a moment of quiet prayer, let us think that we have Jesus as that shepherd in our lives. Keep in contact with Him. Pray with Him. Listen to that voice, because it will always lead us in the right direction. We now take this time that is given to us, offering to our loving God some of the needs we have, prayers of petition, prayers of thanksgiving. For Pope Francis and all priests, that like the first apostles, they will courageously follow the call to bring Christ's message to all, especially those in most need of it, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for peace in the world and for an end to terrorism and religious persecution, we pray to the Lord. For our church, that like St. Damian of Molokai, we may charitably tend to those who are suffering, and that we may see them as the image of Christ Himself, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the end to abortion, and that all who are struggling with an unexpected pregnancy will realize and cherish the life within them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are away from the church, that they may be moved by God's grace to return to the sacraments and embrace the mercy of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For blessings on Mary Kay Lawler and her own personal intentions, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that You do hear these prayers of ours, those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts left unsaid. Please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that only You do know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are You, Lord God of all creation, for through Your goodness we have received the bread we offer You. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled Himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are You, Lord God of all creation, for through Your goodness we have received the wine we offer You. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Lord God, be pleased with the sacrifice that we offer You. Pray now that my sacrifice and Yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that we may always find delight in these Paschal mysteries, so that the renewal constantly at work within us may be the cause of our unending joy, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give You thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For in the marvelous confession of Your saints, like St. Damian and St. John of Avila, You make Your church fruitful with strength ever new and offer us sure signs of Your love. And that Your saving mysteries may be fulfilled, their great example lends us courage, their fervent prayers sustain us in all that we do. And so, Lord, with all the angels and the saints, we too give you thanks. As an exaltation, we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that, partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, the clergy, the religious, all who minister in the church. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with St. Damian of Molokai, with St. John of Avila, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant your peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Please share with one another a greeting of peace. And together we pray, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. For those of you who are watching or listening to this Holy Mass, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. And let us stand now to conclude our prayer. Graciously be present to your people, we pray, O Lord, and lead those that you have imbued with heavenly mysteries to pass from former ways to newness of life. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
We bow our heads and we ask God to bless us. May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, that he may defend you, within you, that he may sustain you, before you, that he may lead you, behind you, that he may protect you, above you, that he may bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass and our celebration is ending. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. A prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end courageous diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.
How has Relevant Radio changed your life?
Hi, Drew. Hey, real quick, I wanted to tell you, I started listening to you in 2005 when I began my journey into the church. So thank you for all the years that you've been on the air and all you've done.
My guest, Mike Aquilina, I want to thank you, too, for your wonderful work over the years.
Thank you for yours. Listen to that guy who came into the church and he's using you for his formation. I thought that was great that Todd said that.
Wonderful. Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I'm a professional driver, so I spend all day in my car, actually all day in my work truck, and this is all I listen to all day long is Relevant Radio now.
Now, how do you tune into us, Matt? Do you have a smartphone as well? You do it over the app, or just you know what stations we're on?
We have a station here that is Relevant Radio, so it's really nice having it on the FM dial.
So yeah, how long have you been listening to us? Just for a couple years now?
It's been a month, actually. I just recently came back to the faith. I was an atheist for a long time, and I just went to Mass one day and then kind of discovered Relevant Radio, and it really changed my outlook and my view on everything, and it's just made me a stronger person, believe it or not.
That's one of my favorite testimonies I think I've heard. You went from atheism to Catholicism. What led you to church and then ultimately to come back and to realize that, hey, truth can be found both through reason and that this is the church that Jesus Christ established?
Well, I was raised Catholic, so I was Catholic as a kid, and I left the church in my early 20s, and what led me away from it was I started to question the doctrine, and then that's one thing led to another, and then I just decided that atheism was the way to go. And if atheism were a church, I was probably a bishop in it, maybe even close to the Pope. So I was pretty fervent. I pray for all atheists every day during the chaplet.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
Call and donate now. Please help Relevant Radio continue to give our Lord a platform on the air and across the web. Call and donate now.
When you call, ask about making a recurring gift.
1-877-291-0123. Donate safely and quickly online at relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app. Father Simon Says
on Relevant Radio.
The devil wants you to feel spiritual. C.S. Lewis says this in the Screwtape Letters. Devil wants you to feel spiritual. He wants you to feel generous. He wants you to feel loving. God wants you to be spiritual, to be loving, to be generous. Whether you feel it or not, it does not make it real. I think that's a very important biblical principle. I don't think Jesus felt like going to the cross.
Father Simon Says, 1 p.m. Central on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.